The government of Israel, late in 2010, established a commission of inquiry called the Terkel Commission, named after the chairman of the commission, who is a retired judge of the Israeli High Court of Justice, Mr. Justice Terkel. And the commission was set up with an initial mandate to inquire into Israel's actions in interdicting the humanitarian flotilla on its way to Gaza in March last year, March 2010. That first phase of the commission's work has been concluded, a report's been tabled, and now the commission's moved on to its second phase. And that subject matter of the second phase, the mandate for the second phase, is to inquire into Israel's justice system, the process for inquiring and investigating alleged violations of international humanitarian law, the law of armed conflict. A much more general inquiry, and part of that mandate involves a comparison of Israel's military justice system with the military justice systems of a number of countries, including Australia, Canada, the United States, Germany, a few different states. I've been asked to act as an international observer for the second phase of the Terkel Commission work. The other international observer is Lord David Trimble, the former Prime Minister of Ireland and Nobel Peace Prize winner, who has acted as an international observer throughout both phases of the commission. During the first phase, the second international observer was the former Judge Advocate General of the Canadian Armed Forces, Brigadier Ken Watkin. He's now had to return to North America to take up a new position there, and the government of Israel has asked me to replace him as the second observer. The Israelis are keen that the process that the commission undertakes is transparent and observed by two international observers who can testify to the fact that it was independent of the government, that there was no government influence over the writing of the report. This is the equivalent in Australian circles of a royal commission, so that it retains its independence, it has the power to subpoena witnesses, and it conducts its investigation into phase two of the process into the Israeli justice system free of outside interference, so that it can make its own objective recommendations about whether the Israeli system matches best practice in international affairs, whether it needs to be amended, or whether there are suggestions or recommendations that should be made for improving it. And that's my responsibility, to make sure that that is actually the way it happens. Well, I feel obviously honoured to be invited to participate, and I think it's actually important work for Israel as well as for Australia at the moment. For example, we've in this country in the last few years been trying to figure out how we change and restructure our own military justice system, and I'm very conscious in taking on this appointment that I'll have the opportunity to learn about what some other countries are doing, and not only think about the Israeli system but also how the Australian system compares to that. So it's obviously an honour to be invited to take up the position. But I would also say, as an academic working in the field of international humanitarian law, I've always been grateful for the opportunities that have been presented to me to test what I think I know in real and challenging practical situations. And I see this as another one of those opportunities, and I'm very grateful for it. Yes, for me, the opportunity to return to Jerusalem is very welcome, because both my wife and I had 12 months there way back in 1989, when I was the first Australian recipient of the Golda Meir postdoctoral fellowship to the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. That was a really great experience and a wonderful part of our lives. We returned to Jerusalem for a month in January 1994. When I published my PhD thesis with the Hebrew University Press, and I haven't been back since. There have been a few invitations that I've always had to knock back for different reasons, including lack of security in the country. So it's really special for me to have the opportunity to go back to Jerusalem and to work with his with the commission in this capacity. I think the expectation is that the process of inquiry will identify areas or procedures or structures that really need to be changed to improve transparency and to ensure independence in the process of investigation of alleged violations of the law of armed conflict. And I'm not exactly sure what those recommendations are going to be, but I do know that the Israeli government's taking very seriously the setting up of the commission and certainly hopes that some positive benefits will emerge from it.